Well, anybody who lives in the Midlands West, Northwest, or indeed the Northeast will know that our broadband situation is particularly poor in rural areas. And, you know, we have had the National Broadband Plan, which has been trying to improve connectivity in the region. But the reality is it's taking far too long to roll out. And, you know, I believe that, you know, when this started way back in 2018, we had a very, very different country. There's a much greater demand on the situation at this point in time. Now, European funding is being used as part of the program already, but I believe there's a reasonable argument to be made that support needs to be front-loaded now. You know, we need the funding provided particularly for rural areas where people are trying to work from home and they just can't do it. You know, we live in a New Ireland after COVID. Many, many people are just working perhaps 1 or 2 days a week in the office, trying to work from home, let it be in Sligo, let it Kenny, or let it be in Monaghan or Cavan. And they can't do so because the broadband is not allowing them to do it. So I'm calling on, I suppose, our government to move forward and take steps to bridge that what we're calling the digital divide at the end of the day. The digital divide is leaving our rural communities behind, particularly in the new world of working from home.
Do you think this could also affect smaller businesses that have to depend on card payments and those machines have to be powered by Wi-Fi?
It's undoubtedly the case that more and more people in business are using cards when it comes to doing business, with the local shopkeeper or grocer. I've been one of the people who's calling to ensure that cash payments are still accepted at a post office. But we have to accept the reality that many, many people are now travelling with just a card in their pocket and they will need the facility. So what is the local shopkeeper to do in Ardra or in Buncrana or places like that if they haven't got the broadband to justify the service and to maintain the service support? You know, I think at the end of the day, EU funding is there to help us in a practical solution in a situation where we don't have the state funding to do it. So I am calling on the government to proceed, not to be waiting for any longer for people in distress. Give them the service they need, allow them to use the cards, allow them to get the broadband they need in their area, or they'll be out of business like so many other restaurants and small shops around the country and in the Northwest in particular. So we must ensure our rural communities are not left behind in the digital age. That's my message as I go around, and that's the message people are giving to me as they go around the country. There has been an imbalance with regard to planning and development on the east coast of this country. We must move away from that. And we can't move away from it unless we have the broadband available to us in the Northwest. And it's my opinion that the people in Killybegs or Letterkenny are just as much entitled to a proper service as anybody on the East Coast.